Elisa, and then Elisa, should I turn the time to you for the pledge, and then you'll introduce your kids, or I could introduce your daughters directly? That might be more fun. What do you recommend?
I'll do it. That's okay.
Okay.
They're shy.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Good.
There's your flag.
All right. We are recording?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome everybody to Planning Commission here on October 27th. I'll read a short statement passed by the City Council. Whereas the Planning Commission Chair has determined that conducting public meetings of the Planning Commission with an anchor location where the public could attend in person presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at that location based upon the current COVID-19 pandemic and the limited staff support to properly ensure physical distancing and sufficient disinfection for attendees and staff. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Planning Commission shall hold meetings for the month of October 2020 by electronic means only and will not include an anchor location where the public could attend in person. All right. Before we jump into the agenda here today, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll turn the time to Commissioner Van Langeveld for this item. Commissioner?
Great. So this is Nyla Van Langeveld and Vera Van Langeveld from Troop 914 in North Salt Lake. Nyla is a cadet in the Girl Scout program, and Vera is a junior in the Girl Scout program, and they are going to help us with the pledge. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Vera and Nyla. That was terrific. Okay. Before we get into the regular agenda, we want to pause and welcome any public comments at this time. Just state your name and before your question or comment. So it appears that we don't have any public comments. Let's move on to our regular item, which is a consideration of a conditional use permit and site plan amendment for Evans Automotive, 35 North, 700 West. And I believe that Robin Evans, the applicant, is here. So we will start by hearing from our staff.
I will unmute myself. So this is the former building that housed Snyder Trucking on the what is now the new Maverick site. So this is at the corner of 700 West and Center Street. Forward to the next slide. This is a little bit better picture that shows you the improvements that Maverick has made. And then this site is going to be the new location of Evans Automotive, and they are relocating from 905 North Main Street. They do general automotive repair, and that's a conditional use in the general commercial zoning district. So the business employs four technicians, one service writer, and three support staff. They expect to grow at that location and add additional 3 employees in the next few years. Based on their current operation at Main Street, it appears that they have on site at any one time approximately 20 vehicles that are under various levels of repair. The former use of this building, of course, was the office space and the truck repair and maintenance for Schneider Trucking. As part of the approvals for Maverick, the site was excluded from the site plan amendment and when the plat amendment was done. So they condition you and the city council conditioned the plat amendment that this site plan would be addressed when a new user came into that building to update the location to the current standards on the property. So the improvements that will be made to the property, let me go forward here. This is, the next two slides are two different options that they're playing with as to what they're going to do to give the building a facelift. So essentially they're going to paint it white, add some signage, and possibly these different patterns of red on the building, but to kind of make it, you know, just update it a little bit. The other changes that will be made to the property, if you're familiar with Center Street, it currently has chain link fencing along Center Street and 700 West. So that will be replaced in those two areas with a decorative metal fence. And then the improvements along the landscaping along Center Street will be done similar to what Maverick has done to the west. And then they will be paving the site with some, let me go forward. One more. Yes. And so they will be paving the customer parking area and the area where you pull into the bays for the service repair. The identified corrections that we have for the plat include choosing a street tree species that's on our approved list, an addition of the parking islands to the end of the row of parking as required by the ordinance. And we are suggesting that when you come in this shared access with Maverick, you would have to make an immediate turn to come down this drive aisle. If this was flipped and the parking were placed on this side of the customer parking area, they could actually get about 3 more parking spaces and it would be a safer location just a little bit further from the street. Or yeah, just a little bit further from the intersection. And so we are recommending that as a DRC. As far as the parking goes, we have calculated the parking need to be 7 spaces for the general office and 2 spaces for the retail floor area. For each repair bay, you're required to have 3 spaces, and those parking spaces can be in tandem to store vehicles. You can actually store about 4 cars per bay in the building, and you could get 2 behind the bay doors. So they have sufficient parking. And then they have the entire rest of this lot, which will be in dustless gravel for storage of vehicles while they're waiting for parts to be delivered or for customers to pick up after the repair has been done. So the conditional use permit is subject to the requirements of our ordinance, and they require that the conditional use permit expire in a year. So the DRC has made a favorable recommendation for the conditional use permit and the site plan amendment for Evans Automotive. We had a few red line corrections that we'll need before issuing the business license. And the planning ones are, first, verify that the clear view areas, that there are clear view areas to the driveway. And I think we have the landscape drawing next, and I'll show you this. So there are some existing trees that I'm not really sure what's happening, but there's a tree here that is in the clear view area of this corner in the park strip. And then there's another tree that the branches come down and they actually block the stop sign. So that tree needs to be trimmed, but maybe it's being removed. I'm not sure. And the tree on the corner needs to be removed. And then if the tree that's on this part of the park strip, if it is in the clear view area, it will also need to be removed. So we just need to verify whether those trees are going to be removed or not. In the customer parking area, they need to add the island with the tree at the end of each parking row. And as I stated earlier, we're suggesting that they move the parking spaces onto the other side of that area. that they modify the proposed tree species. So these trees right here that they're proposing are not an approved street tree, but we have a list of those that I'll provide with to the applicant so that they can choose a different tree. And then the item D there was the remove any trees that are in the Clearview area. There were a couple of engineering red lines, just a correction to the typical asphalt paving cross section. It didn't have the measurements for the number of inches for the various subgrades. Amendment to the drainage flow per the note that the engineer put on their red lines, and a note about the gravel surface being dustless, and then also submitting their hydrology calculations. So with that, the DRC has recommended approval with those conditions for this site plan amendment and conditional use permit.
Thank you, Sherry. Let's see if would the applicant like to add anything at this time, and we'll certainly ask questions as we need to.
No, just them two islands.
And if you would just state your name, thanks.
Yeah, Charles Evans.
Great.
The two islands on the parking, moving them to the east side instead of the west side. We have on landscaping, you're going to end up doing that. If you, I don't know if you can see, with that first tree as you come in off 7th West, there's where the water valve and the shutoff, we have a little planter right there. And then the water control box is down here, another planter down there. So we have no problem flipping the parking to the other side.
Great. My only concern with that is the handicap parking. We serve, you know, we serve a lot of elderly people, and they love the ability, and we think it's necessary to have them pull up and be able to come right in the waiting room versus, you know, walking across in winter or whatever. We'll make accommodations for that and know when they're coming and try to figure that out with our service rider. We're planning to remove this tree that sits here. We were planning to trim this tree up. This tree, there's a tree here in the fence that will go away that blocks the view of the front of the building. We'll take that out. This one will be trimmed up so that you can see. We want everybody to be able to see, obviously, the front of the building. And honestly, I don't think we're going to do these three trees. We don't know that they're necessary because they then
don't match.
They don't match the existing stuff down the street in front of Maverick. So we were thinking this was on the drawing. But when we saw these drawings, we thought, well, that's probably not going to be the case there. Maybe a yucca or something like that, something that's on your list that will grow in, you know, in height and look nice. Anything else?
That's about it.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
I think that just if you plant any trees along Center Street, you have to make sure it's from the small tree list because right. It's a so there's a little asterisk on the spreadsheet, which I'll send to you, and you want to pick the ones that are recommended for under power lines.
Do they have to be there? Can we just do like grass plantings to match the rest of it?
We did waive, the Planning Commission did waive putting street trees on the Maverick Center Street because of those power lines. So that would be a decision by the Planning Commission if you didn't want to require them along Center Street.
Yeah, I honestly, with the power lines and that, we'd assume not have trees, just kind of match the existing plant, you know, the grasses and that they have right now that will probably stay under 5-6 feet high. Because there is that, then power lines going down that road right
there. And that is a major power line transmission line there. Those are really big. So
we would just have to submit a plan change?
Yeah.
Or just propose it?
Just when the Planning Commission approves this tonight, then whatever conditions they put on it, then you'll just update your drawings with those
corrections. Perfect.
And submit them to me and you'll be done.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay. All right, let's open it up for questions or discussion.
Can you clarify for me the parking and vehicle storage? How many bays are in the building?
Four.
Okay, so then each bay can accommodate three cars?
at least four inside the building and then two outside of the doors. And then the entire gravel area can be used for storing additional vehicles. So okay. they have so lots of room because this was used previously to repair semi trucks. And this is going to be used now for general automotive repair. So of passenger vehicles.
And then all the vehicle storage that would happen on the gravel lot will be behind the new fencing.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Any opinion on the question of landscaping, let's say the Center Street landscaping question?
Can you just clarify that for me? So they're asking to not have to do the trees that are proposed for the Center Street?
Because that's what they're asking, yeah.
And is that so the trees don't conflict with the power line?
Yeah, because the trees, you know how when you get the trees grow up and then Rocky Mountain Power comes and does a V shape in them? Sometimes that's worse than just not having trees and having other nice landscaping.
So I wasn't here with the, I don't remember the discussion about trees with Maverick. What was the thought process there? I'm inclined to want trees. So, but I don't know what the discussion or the, I understand they're underneath the power line and that is a concern, but what were the other reasons that were discussed, or is that the main reason?
That's pretty much the only reason. So if now we have a tree list, we didn't have a tree list when Maverick came in, we have the new tree standard established. And so we know what kind of trees would be most appropriate under those power lines so that they don't grow up into them and have to be trimmed weird.
Well, The trees on the plan we're looking at now, they conform to, do we think they would not grow up into the power lines or?
The trees that are shown on the plan right now are not approved trees on our tree list. So they would need to pick a tree from our tree list. And there are specific trees on that list that are marked with an asterisk that tells you which trees are good for planting under power lines so that they don't grow to a height that they would even reach the power line. We want ones that are less than 20 feet.
So that, I mean, that's the default is they just pick trees from the list that have an asterisk, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Our concern is this, the more foliage that we have there, the more it blocks the view, which increases, I feel, our risk of theft and jumping the fence kind of thing. We're in a really good lit area there. That's part of the charm for us of this location is that when we put up our security systems, we'll be able to see around. And I kind of feel like the more traffic that's going by that can see the building, the better deterrent that would be for any kind of, you know, theft or anything like that, which increases our satisfaction for our customer base as well.
Is this the property that currently has the Rain for Rent storage on the corner? Does anyone know?
Farther west. Brighton Maverick parking
lot. No.
Oh, no.
Right in the new Mavericks parking lot. So the new Maverick is right here, and this is the new Maverick driveway for their semi trucks, and this is where that scale is, the new scale where they put in.
Go down and so this is the way it used to look, and then let me just get to today's pictures. Oops. All right, so that's the new Maverick. Maverick has this entrance here, and they also have this entrance off 700 West. So this entrance is shared with this building, and cars can come in and enter here. They don't have an access for this particular property off of Center Street. They share an access off of 700 West. The building's kind of a yellowish metal building right now.
Okay, I can see it now. I'm looking at some satellite images. There are not sidewalks there. There's no plans for sidewalks.
There are no plans for sidewalks in our industrial area right now. And we have the trail across the street on Center Street.
Yeah.
So if somebody feels like they're ready with a motion, you could do that. If somebody wants to talk about anything relating to this item, we can keep discussing.
You know, I think that as long as it matches Maverick, I have no quibbles about not having trees. I also would be. I would be in favor of trees if we feel that's the way we want to go. I think either way would be fine. I feel that if somebody would want to jump the fence and get in to the property, it would be some other way than on Center Street that is so busy.
I'd like to see the trees stay.
Me too.
And I have another question about the...
Go ahead. Commissioner Langeveld? Van Langeveld?
Yes, but I was going to ask a different topic question. So if people have something more they want to say about trees, maybe we should stay on that topic. Any other tree opinions?
I love trees. I feel enough myself. But I'm with the what was just said also, that I'm okay.
I can say more about trees if you want me to, but if it's just the opinion of, I think they should stay, then that's my opinion.
And if the species of the tree does not go and interfere with the utility lines, I think that's fine.
I also think if it is required to be a smaller tree, that also would mean that it's not covering up as much of the building to create an opportunity for theft or to make it so that people can't see the building from the street. My next question was about colors for the building. Red is on the design that we have. Are there any guidelines in the code for colors? Or if we approve tonight, is the applicant stuck with the red colors, or is that something that has to be discussed later on?
There is nothing in the code that says specifically which colors you can use. We only designate those when we do development agreements in the P districts. So they can choose whatever colors they would like. They're showing what they think they would like to do. And I think that has to do with their branding for their company, maybe. Maybe they could answer that.
Yes, it does. That's been our branding color since the beginning. And when we move here, we're going to keep the color scheme, hopefully, that we have. And some new logoing is all we're going to change. If approved.
So we don't have any say on the colors. So this is just an editorial. I kind of liked the option A that has the red around the windows, for what it's worth.
We do too.
Okay. Anything else you all want to talk about? Anybody want to try a motion?
I'll go ahead and make a motion.
Okay, Commissioner Garn, take it away.
I move the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit and site plan amendment for Evans Automotive located at 35 North, 700 West, with the following conditions. Planning red line corrections. Verify clear view areas to driveways and intersections. B, customer parking at island with tree at the end of parking row and relocate parking spaces on east for better access and additional parking spaces. Modify proposed street trees to approved species and increase number of trees per spacing requirements for tree species. Remove existing trees located in clear view area and trim tree blocking. Stop sign visibility on 700 West. And number two, engineering red line corrections. Corrections of typical asphalt paving cross section. B, amend drainage flow per note. C, gravel surface must be a dustless gravel. D, submit hydrology calculations.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second it.
Second from Commissioner Kirkham. Any comments on the motion or discussion, which is also a comment? You can discuss a comment or you can have a comment. No, I'll just stop now. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none. So that motion carries unanimously. All right, so good luck to the Evans.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Exactly. We'll make it the best we can.
We know you will. We're happy you're staying in the city.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. So thank you so much.
Our next item is a report on the City Council actions on items recommended by the Planning Commission.
And I can I'll stop sharing so that you don't have to look at that boring screen. So last week at the City Council meeting, the City Council approved the phase two of NSL City Center, so the expansion that Brighton's doing on the Chaparral property. They'll be coming forward with the final plat as soon as they have that prepared, but the zone change and the development agreement were approved. The redevelopment agencies were updated with their annual report. Things are going really well with our various RDAs, and we have collected, we're ahead of the average collection time than we predicted in those with the amount of growth that we're doing, especially on Redwood Road and along Highway 89. So everything is looking really good for the city fiscally and with our redevelopment plans in those areas. So I thought I would let you know. The second thing we had talked about was a work session with the City Council, a joint work session. And so I have been instructed to find out what date you would like it to do that on. So you will have a very busy agenda for the 24th of next month, the first meeting, your 10th meeting. And so the question is, would you want to have a joint work session with the City Council on the November 24th at your regular meeting? Or would you rather have one that's in December, say the your second Tuesday of December, which would be, I have to look at my calendar. December 8th. To work on the form-based code. So I'm taking a poll.
December 8th, and I'm sorry, what was the other one?
November 24th. So that's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Or we can, if neither of those dates are good for everybody, we could find an alternative date, like a Monday or a Wednesday or a Thursday even. I hate Thursdays, but Wednesday would be fine.
Is this meeting going to be digital? Because last we heard, they were hoping it was in person.
So the City Council met last week in person. all of the city council was happy with that meeting. They think it went really well, but anybody who was attending online really couldn't hear what was going on. So until we work that out, I don't think it would work in person. I think it needs to be digitally. And that's going to cost a lot of money to get a new recording system and microphones and all of that. It was really hard to put five council members and the mayor and get them all spaced 6 feet apart from each other. And then if we were adding the seven of you and get you all 6 feet apart and not, and still have a camera on you for broadcasting on Facebook Live, which didn't work last week. We were trying to do that in the council meeting and that didn't work out. That didn't even, we're trying to figure that out. We're not techie here enough, I think, but we're doing our best so far.
Okay. So does anybody know if they have any conflicts with either of those options? First of all, any hard conflicts? Okay. Does anybody have a preference of one over the other? And I don't either. So I think you can tell them that. For me, the only thing I would say if you had to pick one is it's better to go earlier than later. You want to get it done, right?
So I think if everybody's agree that either of those two dates would work, then we'll let the council tell us which one works the best for them.
Yep.
And okay. Have them choose.
All right. That sounds good. Do you have anything else, Sherry, on that this agenda item?
That's all I have.
Okay. I do want to note that there is a meeting called the Wasatch Choice Workshop, which is on November 4. That's a week from tomorrow. And the Planning Commission is invited to that, as well as the City Council and key staff and the mayor from North Salt Lake. That's a meeting with North Salt Lake and I think it goes up to Centerville. Okay. All of the communities in South Davis. And it has a kind of a two-pronged purpose. One is to talk about transportation issues in this area. And the other is to talk about new requirements for general plans, part of this bill, Senate Bill 34, that by the way, also relate to transportation. So my organization is hosting this meeting, Wasatch Front Regional Council. And I wanted to tell you what that is and encourage you all to attend. And also, do any of you know right now if you are planning to attend or not? And I can actually sort of take your RSVPs right now. Okay. So can you help me, Sherry? Just say who's raising their hand.
So Brianna, Bill, Stephen, Brandon, and Alyssa. Lisa. Gosh, dang it.
Okay, that's great. And
Sherry?
That is awesome. So I'm also saving you all. You're not going to get a call now because we do calls to check in with people. Hey, are you planning to come or not? And now you don't need to actually field that call. So.
And today I forwarded to everybody just a couple hours ago the email about it that has the link to the meeting is in that email I sent you today.
Hey, Sherry, one question I do have. I'm getting close to my time being up. Are they going to go ahead and make changes, or because of COVID, they're going to continue us on? If you could tell me what the situation with that is, I'd appreciate it.
I just talked to Linda about that last week and said we needed to get that. We need to let the mayor know and find out what he's doing. So I don't have an answer for you, but I can try to get that before we meet again.
Okay.
And Mackenzie, you raised your hand too for going to the Wasatch Choice, which is perfect. So that's great. So I don't have anything else on that. Is there any other items that we need to attend to before we go to the minutes? Okay, great. So let's do that. a review of the minutes, the draft minutes from October 13th. Are there any changes to the draft minutes? I have one change, which is on line 159. Starting at the end of the previous line, it says, he said the master plan for the city center was existing, and Brighton Homes was a big part of that. Just, I would just change that to say, he said the existing master plan for the city center is coming to fruition, and Brighton Homes is a big part of that. So it's not an important part of the meeting, but just for accuracy. Okay, anything else? Any other changes? All right, is there a motion? Go ahead, Commissioner.
I motion to approve Planning Commission meeting minutes of October 13th, 2020 with the noted requested changes.
Is there a second?
Second.
From Commissioner Garn, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, that's unanimous as well. And we are adjourned. Our next meeting is 2 weeks from today, right?
Yep, November 10th. And we will have a couple of public hearings scheduled, one for a plat amendment and the other one for an amendment to the moderate income housing plan in the general plan to update the requirements. Every year we're supposed to review our moderate income housing plan and update our 5-year projections of moderate income housing needs in the city. So Allie is preparing that. It requires a public hearing before the Planning Commission, and that make a recommendation to the City Council. And then we can report to the state before December 1, as we're prepared to.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks everybody. We're adjourned.
See you. Have a good week.
Bye.